Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Recently, I read an article that proves yet again that we are increasingly becoming a nation ruled by a small group of influential people rather than by the rule of law. It all goes back to the premise that we are a free people with equal standing and that we should be able to govern ourselves by exerting the collective wisdom of the majority through direct elections and elected representation. Our representative republic was set up to allow the will of the majority to control the direction of government while at the same time protecting the essential rights and freedoms of the minority. What we have now is the will of the minority being thrust upon the majority even when the wisdom of the majority deems it harmful. And who is this small group of influential people who allow the minority to control? Increasingly, it's liberal judges who use their positions to promote a personal political philosophy. Cases in point, the recent decisions by the two federal judges to declare the marriage protection amendments in Utah and Oklahoma to be unconstitutional in light of the U.S. Constitution. This despite the fact that 3/4 of Oklahomans voted to uphold marriage between one man and one woman. But what about the 10th Amendment, you asked, the one that says that all powers not specifically delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states or to the people? According to U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia in a speech in Bozeman last summer, the 10th Amendment, for all practical purposes, is dead. Get over it. He's not happy about that fact. He's just being pragmatic. So how does this happen? How is one federal judge able to exert his personal opinion over millions of people? How is one judge able to nullify the collective wisdom and will of 75% of the voters in a state? It all begins with the political philosophies of our two-party system and the desire of presidents to leave a legacy that will echo their political philosophies for decades after they leave office. They do it through judicial appointments. Liberal presidents appoint liberal judges, and conservative presidents appoint conservative judges. If a liberal president is fortunate enough to serve at a time when the U.S. Senate is controlled by liberals, then they get to appoint extremely liberal judges. It's all about control, and the ability to control not only a political agenda, but ultimately the destiny of the country. It's less about the rule of law than it is about hardball politics, and it's ultimately detrimental to the country. Judges twisting or even ignoring the Constitution to serve their political ends. The rule of law is like a chess game. If you adhere to the rules, you can predict the outcome 10 moves out. This is what gives order and stability to government. People know what to expect and society runs smoothly. Ignoring the rule of law turns what should be an orderly, predictable game of chess into nothing more than a simple game of craps. Judicial decisions become nothing more than a roll of the dice, depending on the political philosophy of an individual judge. Government is turned on its head, no one knows what to expect, and the will of the majority can be held subservient to the will of the minority. And the result is anarchy. When you lose the rule of law, you have nothing left but the rule of force. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.